So the general rule is, thank you, that all brachos, all birkas hamitzvah, are to be recited over la'asiyasan. And the Gemara's lashon over here on Daf Lam and Tes Amud Aleph is Amar Abaye lo shna el acharav aval lefanav mitzvah lavarich. It's not a issue of minhag, whether or not you're going to make this bracha or not. That's only with regard to the bracha that comes afterwards, but the bracha that comes before, lefanav mitzvah lavarich. How do we know this? Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, kol hamitzvos kulon lavarich alein over la'asiyah. So when it comes to all mitzvos, and we mentioned earlier that it's really all mitzvos save one that the Gemara identifies elsewhere as being an exception to this rule, but the general rule is all mitzvos have blessings that are recited prior to their asiyah, prior to their performance. So obviously, being that this is Maseches Sukkah, Tosos takes the opportunity to discuss this rule as it applies to one of the primary mitzvos of the Chag HaSukkos, namely the mitzvah of Lulav.
In terms of the Halalah,
that's what the Mishnah is talking about. So that's the whole question that we're showing him. What exactly is the reference that's being made here? Which bracha is it that is being spoken about? But yeah, at least according to some shittas, it's that bracha of Yehaluka at the end is what the Gemara means, and that was apparently not said by every community. It's not a reference to the fact that Hallel is said sometimes as a minhag. Not talking about that. It's not talking about the text of Hallel, whether it's said or not said. It's said, when you say Hallel, is this said? Okay. Someone want to give it a whirl? Chaim, you want to read a little bit?
Sure, why not?
Okay. So we're doing a Tosos, Dibra HaMaskel, over La'asiyasan.
All right.
Whenever you're ready.
So for this reason...
Now, which reason is that?
Over la'asiyasan.
Good. Because of this rule, because of this principle of over la'asiyasan.
Tzarech levarech alulav kodem she yitbanu. You have to make a bracha on lulav before you pick it up.
Good.
Di la'achar shenachru
mide agbe nafak bay. What does that mean?
It's afterwards, you already did the mitzvah.
Right, if you were to wait until afterwards, mida agbe, once you picked it up, nafakbe, you were yotze. Mida agbe, from the moment that you picked it up, from the lashon of hagbah, the moment that you picked it up, nafakbe, you were yotze. So therefore, what must be the protocol? It must work out a way. You can make the bracha before you pick it up. Al netilas luf. That's the maisa mitzvah. The mitzvah is the netilah. So if the mitzvah is the netilah, the bracha in some way has to precede the netila. So how are you going to have that? So Tosus acknowledges that there was a common practice to do the bracha in this way, that the dalminim were down and the bracha was said and then they were picked up. Why? Because it has to be that way. Okay.
What is nafak?
Sorry?
Nafak?
Nafak, but you'd be yotze.
Nafak,
yeah, like lafuke, it's a similar lashon. You have to go out, Nafkamina, what's the practical result?
One has gone out. So this means one.
Nafak means one has been yotze. One is fulfilled.
Literally, it means one has gone out.
Okay.
All right.
Nafak, you know, like nafkamina, what comes out from here?
Yeah, okay, cool.
Lafuke, to remove. It's all shorosh of moving away from, but you've been yotze, it's over, right? It's finished. What's that?
Came about.
Okay. Okay, Chaim, go ahead.
Kedamirim is all the perek, as it says at the end of the perek. Mihu lo yustaver.
Okay, so Tosa says, Mihu lo mustaver. This is the reason why this is done, but I have some problems with it. Mihu lo mustaver. I think it has some flaw. This practice is flawed. Why?
After all, you're making a bracha on it. I'm not exactly sure what that is.
What does "hu munach bekli" mean?
You're putting space in between.
Munach.
I don't know.
Munach means it is placed. It is placed in a kli. How could you make the bracha and something is placed in a kli? Now, it doesn't mean literally it's placed in its kli. It just means that it's very removed. You're going to make a bracha, like we mentioned before, you don't make a bracha when your talis is still in the talis bag. Right? You make the bracha right before you put it on, in some way. You don't make the bracha when the shechita knife is still in your drawer, it's still in the case. You make it right when you have the knife, right before you're about to do shechita. So that's what the Tosafos is saying. You're gonna make the bracha and the dal minu are in their box, they're in their case. Not gonna do that. It's too far removed. Why would you do that? And he brings an example of where we see such a thing would not be ideal or not be appropriate. What's that?
Says in
Masachas Menachos. Tefillin, with regard to tefillin, when do you make the benediction?
From when you put it on until you make the knot.
Right, some point between putting them on and tying them in place. Not when, not before that, not when they're still in their boxes, not when they're still in the kiss, not when they're still on the table, right? Zach is back. Avi Hirschman just realized that you were with us.
Zach attack back.
He's excited. Okay. Keep going. So since he doesn't like that, in his initial presentation, you see he doesn't like that answer. He doesn't like that approach because of this problem.
So it's not...
When it's not mizumanis biyado, what does it mean, mizumanis biyado?
It's ready.
It's not ready in his hand. It's not ripe, so to speak. It's not poised and ready to go.
Well, Mustafa, it doesn't make sense that if it's not in your hand.
Right, it doesn't make sense to make the bracha in such a case, in such a way.
Call for a call to make a bracha on something like that.
Right.
V'shemash.
So now what?
Okay.
I was going to give a different suggestion. Maybe another way to deal with this problem of over l'as yasan. We're going to have to see what exactly is the difference between answer number one and answer number two. As soon as we see it, tells us giving one answer, and then giving another answer, or offering another answer, right? Offering another solution, try to ready to see what the difference is between the two. What exactly was the thinking behind approach number one, even though it wasn't Tosus' suggestion, he was just saying this was the practice, and this is the explanation behind the practice. For Mihu, it's not so mustaver. So let's see what the point of distinction is between the two. He says what his problem is. He thinks it's too far away. Okay, so what's the next sort of suggestion, as it were? Now, already the word v'shema is also a little bit telling, right? V'shema, maybe this. Maybe we could look at it this way and come up with a different solution, right? So v'shema sort of leads us to believe that he's taking a different route, different direction. Maybe X, Y, and Z.
I mean, it's sufficient.
No. You'll see, because he doesn't use that lashon by the other answers. Okay. Shema sounds like taking a slight different approach here.
Shema means
perhaps.
Perhaps.
Maybe. Sure. Possible.
Like Shema Yafiah.
Perhaps.
Shema Yafiah, right? Perhaps. Which we discussed by the Tzvon. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
Very good.
I got a word.
Okay. So what's the Shema? Maybe what? Maybe we'll say this. Maybe we'll say it's still appropriate to make the bracha and still satisfy the over las yasan rule by doing it how? Go ahead, Chaim. Don't keep us in suspense over here.
I said,
Misha Yasfil. Okay, good. So what's that suggestion? Take
the lulav, then make the bracha, and then take the esrog.
Right. Have the lulav in your hand. But don't have the esrog in your hand. So what? What does that accomplish?
The thing is still in your hand and ready to be made a bracha on.
But it's not complete yet.
You're still not completing it.
Yeah.
You're in the middle of a mitzvah. You know, the mitzvah is in progress.
So why not if you want to do over lasiyasim, why not say the bracha while you're in the midst of getting the lulav ready to take out or the etrog ready to take out? And
that's too far back.
Why is it too far back?
That's not the ma'aseh mitzvah. That's what I'm trying to say. The
hachana is not part of the mitzvah.
No.
So why?
How far back are you going to go?
This is the lulav, right? And this is the case. Take the case off and then.
But why is that the appropriate time to make the bracha? The bracha is on what?
Bracha is on the picking up of the lulav.
The bracha is on the bracha always goes, generally speaking, on the ma'aseh mitzvah. So here the ma'aseh mitzvah is the taking of the lulav. So when is the appropriate time to make the bracha? Right before I'm going to do that.
Okay, fine. So and then right before you pick it up, you.
So that was the first suggestion. The first suggestion was put it on the table, make the bracha, and pick them up. You were away from the table for that. That's the first suggestion Tosos. But Tosos says it's not so mustaber to say that. Why? Because it's too far removed. It's too far removed. That's not the ideal application of Orla Siyasan. So maybe this. Maybe Shema this. Well, what's the this? Maybe you'll take it and you'll have 3 out of 4. You'll make the bracha and then you'll have 4. Well, 1 second. We have to try to explain why that's a suggestion. Okay.
Well, that's not a good suggestion because that's not overall siyasan. You're in the middle of the mitzvah when you're making the bracha.
That's what makes it help.
Exactly. As he's trying to say that the reason why this might be better is because you're in the midst of the mitzvah.
But it's still not overall siyasan because it's not, you're not doing it before the mitzvah, you're doing it during the mitzvah.
Well, we're making a certain assumption here. You don't have the kiyum for sure until you take off.
No, you're not yotze,
right.
But it's still part of the process of doing the mitzvah.
Point. I think what Chaim is bringing up is an important point, and that is that a basic distinction between the first answer and the second answer is the following. The first answer seems to specifically want, if you will, that's the first approach, seems to specifically be pointed at having the bracha precede any involvement with the mitzvah. Okay? But the second answer is saying, no, maybe it's better, and maybe it's a better fulfillment of the over lasiyasan idea if you already have the object in hand, or some of the objects in hand. Now the question is, why? Why would I say that? Before we even get to the next couple of answers. And what I'm really asking is, how are these two approaches viewing over lasiyasan, the requirement or the need the need for over lasiyasan? They're both viewing over lasiyasan in a slightly different way, such that they're being moved to say, well, this is the best way to have over lasiyasan. And your second answer is saying, no, that would not be the best way to have over lasiyasan. It would be lacking. This is a better way to do over lasiyasan. You follow what I'm saying? Zach, you with us?
First approach is
Hesh is pointing out that the difference between the first answer and the second answer is that somehow you gain something by having some of the chafza in hand. You gain something that you didn't have initially. When it's all on the table, you somehow you're lacking. Whatever we're trying to accomplish in over lasiyasan is lacking. But now when you have some of it in hand, now it's okay. You're right. That concern of it being munach bekes, what's the lashon here? Munach bekufta? It's the lashon tesis.
Please?
No, it's kufta, but it's, I think so.
So what is the first answer to Tosos?
You can't let me answer the first one?
I'm sorry. I could.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. I came on too strong. Right? I was half joking. I just came on and came out of it.
Half joking,
we're
still.
Where is it? No one can't find it. Lama Staka, the Hesbi Varachalov, Munach Bakli. Thank you. Munach Bakli.
It's still the same.
So that's the question. What about Munach Bakli, that term, Munach Bakli, which was a concern in the first approach, is now satisfied. I'm not worried about Munach Bakli. The Esrik's still on the table. So what did I accomplish by taking some of the items in hand, which wasn't being satisfied initially? Let's answer that question.
No, so you started the actual action. Let's say there's two parts. You have the lulav part and the etrog part. So you started the lulav part.
Well, I don't know if it's a different action per se. It's all part of, I mean, l'kachta l'chem b'yom
rishon. But you started
it's all one l'kicha. Now, it's true, we paskin that you could take all the meaning one after the other throughout the day and ultimately be yotze that way, but it's not ideal. It's still part of one mitzvah. They're not separate kiyumim. So you're correct. You could divide it up in separate actions like that. So what do you want to say now? I'm now involved.
Right, so that.
One second, you're saying something and then you walk away.
I know.
Can't do that.
But okay, fine.
Let's stick with one thing at a time.
So you pick something up, so you started the action of
the mitzvah. So therefore what? Why is that better now?
That's what I don't understand. Why
well,
is that
I'm asking
it
you.
Shouldn't be better because it's not kodesh.
Second it.
Now there's a connection between and there's no hapsek. There's a connection between the bracha, the big bracha, the mitzvah and the actual mitzvah. There is a connection.
You want to say it's just in terms of hefsek?
No,
is that what you're saying? It's less of a hefsek?
Yeah.
As opposed to where I have to pick it up?
The mitzvah and the mitzvah. Whereas if you don't have it like this talus, you hold it, then you wrap. You make the bracha, then you wrap. Here you have the part start of the mitzvah. You have the social mina.
Right.
You make your bracha, then you take the... Then you do your wrapping, you take the other, and you take the esrog.
Yeah, so what are you trying to say?
Where is
that you made it closer in time? Picking up the esrog takes less time. I'm just asking.
No, I know.
Picking up the esrog takes less time than picking up the esrog in lulav. Let's say it's not true. Let's say it's a.
Right,
let's
no,
say I can take esrog in one hand, or I could take it. I'm really supposed to take it in two.
There's nothing. If you do it all at once, there's no.
So you're saying something different. You don't just mean. I don't think you mean hefsek.
Right.
You're not talking about the time.
No. Not.
Okay. So,
not like.
Okay. You don't mean time.
Right.
So you're saying the relationship.
Yeah.
What you're really saying is the relationship.
Yeah.
There's
Shaykhus,
yeah, Shaykhus, that's fine. Yeah. Shaykhus, but that's not what you said.
Okay.
There's less of a Shaykhus, less of a connection, but not necessarily in terms of time, less of a relationship in terms of interaction between the bracha and the mitzvah.
Slow.
Let's get to the semicolon. Right? When everything's on the table. It's true in that way. The bracha is going to come before the maisa. It's going to come before the maisa. Over here, it's not necessarily coming before the maisa. It's sort of the maisa is already underway. But what am I accomplishing when the maisa is underway? I'm accomplishing the fact that now there's a relationship between my bracha and my mitzvah. As opposed to before, where the bracha really seems to be somewhat divorced from the mitzvah. So the question is, so what?
No, I mean, that's not my question.
Your question is based on the fact that you're making an assumption about overlas yasam.
Yes.
The Tosfos is saying for this second of answer, forget about your original thinking about overlas yasam. Maybe overlas yasam is like this. Now I'm asking, what is the like this? So Heshi's saying it means that in like this, there is a more of a connection between the bracha and the mitzvah. Why is it that the bracha must be over las yasam? Let me ask that question. Why is it that the bracha must be said over las yasam?
Birchas mitzvah.
I understand that it has to be said, and somehow in association with the mitzvah.
Is the bracha come on?
Okay, what do you mean? I'm listening. You're saying something. You're saying something. Beg your pardon?
Wait, so your question is why lower SES? And why you can't say it an hour in advance? You know you're going to...
Why can't I say it right after? Why can't I say it right after? Why don't I say it in the middle? In the middle of the performance.
Yeah.
I mean, that still might be over SES, but that's not ideal.
So why not after?
Why not after? Right after.
Because
right after I finish.
It's Shavach.
Or earlier.
No, Shavach's the opposite.
Or more.
It's after you do the action.
It's...
You give praise. That's after.
Okay, so it's not praise. It's... It's acknowledgement that this is God's mitzvah, that this is a mitzvah of God. So if you did it afterward, it would be like trying here we go. The bracha characterizes the action that is about to take place.
Yeah, what do you mean?
So therefore, it has to come before.
Good, it has to come before. So let's slow that down now. The role of overlas yasam is to give some context. Right, the role of saying the Birkas HaMitzvah over Las Yalson is to lend context to this action that I'm about to do. So given that, when would make the most sense to do it? Somehow before. But how before? when they're on the table.
What has to be before enough so that it could lend context to what you're doing.
Right, so which would mean it has to be not too far in advance.
Right.
Not too far in advance.
And it can't be after.
Can't be after. So let me read you a lesson of the Ritva. Right, and it's not Tosos, but it could be very well that this is what you're saying for Tosos. Yeah. Listen to this lashon. This is the Ritva in Pesachim. You want to know why I was doing Ritva in Pesachim? Mm-hmm. So the Ritva says like this: V'hadam rinan gabe lulav. This is Ritva on Daf Zayin and Beis in Maseches Pesachim. V'hadam rinan gabe lulav shiny halsam. The came in the agbe nafik pay. Yesh omer shanota lulav. Some say, in order to get over the Asiyasan, you have to pick it up when it's still on the ground. I don't think it necessarily means on the ground per se, but not in your hand. Oh, or it was inverted. We have that later on in Tosos. Because of Harit, the Ritva quotes this Rit, the Inoklum. This is not the right way to do it. What's the right way to do it? You know, these answers are not appropriate. Dimkein lama omer b'shmasenu ki lakach mavorchin ba'al mishum dekevan da'agbe nafak be. Why does lulav get al as opposed to le? Because of this problem of kevan da'agbe nafak be. Elavade says nirish adas ha'talmud she'en roi lasos kein. This is not the better thing to do. Hatam ki ba'odo b'karka. Listen to this lashon. This is key. Ki ba'odo b'karka, when the lulav and the esrog are still on the table or on the ground, what's the problem? Shelo nislabish b'mitzvah. He's not nislabish b'mitzvah. He's not yet nilubash in mitzvah.
What does that mean?
To be involved?
The person is not, literally what it means, he's not dressed with the trappings of the mitzvah.
This is case one. Things are on the table, right?
Yeah. If exactly. When it would be on the table, this would be the problem that it would suffer from.
That he's not involved in the
he's
mitzvah.
He's not, yeah. Nislabish b'mitzvah.
This is the ri, what you saying?
I'm quoting from the Ritva.
Ritva.
Ve'eno nikr yafe shehu bo la'asoso. Eino nikr yafe shehu bo la'asoso el lavarich. When I make the bracha then, it just looks like I'm making a bracha in a vacuum. It doesn't look like my bracha is giving some context to something else that I'm doing. Umikan lamadnu l'tfilin v'tzitzis. Okay, otzven. Shelo yivarech ad sheit lana b'yado. You have to have them as close as possible in your hand. V'gam b'hafich ein aroy levarech. Flipping over, he doesn't like. I'm going to skip that for a minute. 1 second. There's another lashon here in the Ritva which I want to revisit. Bear with me for 1 second, please.
Bear with you for 2 seconds.
Actually,
it's a very long piece here in Pesachim on the issue of Al and Lin over Las Yelson. So again, at the end of this piece, he revisits and he says like this: "Sekas of Harit Zal v'tam zeh she'omru chachamein Zal levarich al mitzvos over Las Yelson." What's the reason why you have a rule like this over Las Yelson? Kedei sheyiskadesh tchilo bebracha v'yigale v'yodia shu osa osam nei mitzvos Hashem yisbarach. You're basically defining your act as an act of a mitzvah. V'od, kihab, listen to this. This is like a language that you would not expect to see in a Ritva on Shas. Kihab brachos me'avodas hanefesh, v'roi lahaktim avodas hanefesh, l'ma'alo shehi avodas haguf.
The soul asserts something, the group, the body.
Saying, what I think he's saying is like this, that you need to give some... I'm going to be a little descriptive for a moment. You need to give some spiritual context to the physical act that you're doing. Right? That's the role of the Birkas HaMitzvah. The role of Birkas HaMitzvah is sort of to give your kavana and give kiddush. He says to be mekadesh. To be mekadesh your maisa. Right? To give some context to your maisa. So if that's he says the act is physical. The act in and of itself is physical, and maybe it doesn't have that in and of itself, without the bracha being said before it. So if that's the case, when is it going to be most nicker that what I'm doing is giving kedusha to a maisa? Or endowing a kedusha with endowing a maisa with kedusha, or with some specific kavana. When? When stuff is on the table and then I first pick it up? No, then it looks like this guy's just stopped making a blessing. But when he's already, when the item is in hand, Now it's obvious what I'm doing. I've begun the process. And then I'm not saying I did the Maisa Mitzvah, I'm saying that I began the process. It's in hand, but it's still over Lasi Yasam. I didn't do the Maisa Mitzvah yet. Right, is that what you mean by connection?
Yeah.
Right, I think that's a nice idea.
I wasn't going to be descriptive because
I said the Ritva.
No, exactly. So it's a question.
Kedeshi is Kalish Techila B'Bracha. I think we're explaining it. We're not just being too descriptive. We're saying that the Maisa needs some type of
qualification.
That's what I need.
What's that?
That's what I need. It says it.
Right.
Maisa needs a qualification.
Yeah, it needs to be qualified. Now, obviously, a mitzvah would be, you'd be yotzei mitzvah without this. You'd be yotzei without this. The brachas came along. Chazal came along and said it's a good idea to make brachas. Now, once they came along and said make brachas, they didn't say just make brachas in a vacuum. They said make brachas in this way. Why? Because this is the reason you're making the brachas. Now, this doesn't necessarily fit with the Rambam's whole approach, which we'll perhaps come to in a few days. But according to this, the bracha was instituted to lend some explanation or lend some backdrop to this mice, this very physical mice that you're doing. You're picking up a little of an eser. Okay, what does that mean? See, that's what I think he means when he says that's avodas haguf. So avodas haguf by itself, it's maybe somewhat lacking in context. What do you do? Oh, you elevate it with avodas hanefesh. Make the bracha before. So when does it make the most sense to do that in a way that it's nicker that that's what I'm doing?
That's also why doesn't that make sense? Even if you do it in the middle of the maisa, because the maisa wasn't complete yet. So therefore you do it before you finish the actual mitzvah. So therefore it's
if you hold like if you hold like this, then it makes sense to do it with the thing in hand. Would it make sense to do it once you already began the mitzvah, you're saying?
Yeah, because the mice is still incomplete, so now you're doing it.
The mice is incomplete, but you don't
mitzvah,
you mean
the mitzvah is incomplete.
But let's say a mitzvah that's nimsheches, according to this.
You do it after?
No, you do it in the middle. That's what I thought you were getting at.
Yeah,
let's say you're wearing tefillin. You did the mitzvah. Let's say you're wearing tefillin. And every minute that you're wearing tefillin, you're getting a scar for the mitzvah. That's a mitzvah nimsheches.
Yeah, but the mitzvah is too. So I'm saying if I do enough tefillin as I'm tying it, so maybe you can say that's hesek of you.
Tefillin charosh, I don't know, tefillin charosh or something like that. Oh, let's say kallahs.
No, so you follow it, it's just...
No, I understand, that's the maisa mitzvah, but you're constantly involved in a kiyama mitzvah, kolzman, that you're wearing it.
Right.
That's the halacha. I mean, the person didn't make the bracha. So we say it's better to try to move it, do something. Right. If you didn't do that,
if you forgot to say the bracha, you
yeah, guy chafa, I didn't make a bracha. Okay, you can still make the bracha.
Yeah.
As long as you're still involved in the mitzvah. Right. So yeah. I'm saying is, this would still fit in with that, right?
Yeah.
Right, because now that I have the object of the mitzvah is in hand, or I'm wearing it, I'm using it. It's still clear why I'm making the bracha.
Let's see, forget about the bracha. In that comic, you have peak candles right now. You light one.
Yeah.
So you're still in the middle. You didn't finish the.
I'm saying even when you finish the strict maisa of the mitzvah. But
still gives a context to it.
Right, exactly. That's what I'm trying to say. According to this approach, it would still make sense to make brachas in those cases. After already, that's not good. After is too far.
What about a sukkah?
We're going to get to sukkah. Sukkah's the Ritva talks about that. That's a whole separate problem.
Yeah.
When to make the bracha on Shiva. Sukkah, you mean?
What's the current question?
What's the current question?
Yeah, you were saying something else.
No, he's asking, what about the mitzvah of sukkah?
You mean, can you say...
When is the proper time to make the bracha on the mitzvah of sukkah? Let's say you walked in the sukkah, right?
Yeah.
But do I make it right when I walk in? Oh, no, that before I sit down.
So
the mitzvah of yeshiva, but sukkah...
Yeah, to dwell established.
You don't mind?
No, I don't mind. But what about the first? Now, so if that's the case, what about the first answer?
You mean which one?
What would you say about the first
case?
I'm back to Tosos now. All right, I never left Tosos. There are two answers that we dealt with here.
Yeah.
The first, Tosos rejects the first answer because he says not mustaber to do it that way. Because you're lacking if you do it that way. You're lacking this idea. You're not melubash in the mitzvah yet.
Melubash is involved, yeah.
Yeah, you're not exactly. You're not involved. You're not involved yet. So you're not involved. It's not nikkur that the reason why you're making the bracha is to engage in this avodas hanefesh to be makdim to the avodas hanefesh to the avodas haguf. It's not clear that you're doing that because it's so far removed. What's the first approach based on?
I thought that was the Ritva saying that you're not involved.
Yeah, but what we're suggesting is that this approach of the Rit, as cited by the Ritva, might be what this second answer in Tosos is getting at. In other words, why is it that you dafka want to have a situation where you're holding 3 out of 4 as opposed to holding none?
Yep.
Oh, holding none, that's not nicker.
Yep.
It's not, you're not malubash.
Yep.
What I'm saying is, so the first approach had to be based on a different idea, a different understanding of our Avodas Yasam.
You mean, what was the Havamina for why?
No, I don't say Havamina. He's saying that was the Minna.
Why someone could think that if you just had everything laid out that they could.
Why would that be called Avodas Yasam? Exactly.
It's
still in front of you.
I think the first opinion view of Avodas Yasam is that, in general, if it's within a certain time frame of before the mitzvah, then it is considered Avodas Yasam.
Yeah, think bigger. It's true. What you're saying is true. I'm not going to take that away from you. I'm just saying this thing. I'm about to explain.
Hekshir mitzvah.
In other words, over here we said that this was the understanding of Avodas Yasam. Avodas Yasam was in order to do X. Was in order to lend context and to show that this is your kavana, should be nicker, that you're being, his lashon, he's got some fancy lashon here. She is kaddish tchilo bebracha v'yigal v'yodiyah shu osos v'neim etzos Hashem yisparach. I mean, it sounds very fancy. You're making the bracha in such a way that it's clear that this act, this physical act that you're engaged in, is really for the purpose of a mitzvah. That's the role of a berakas mitzvah over las yasam. So now I'm asking is like this. According to the first tzad, what's the role of the bracha? Is it for that? If it's for that, then maybe you're right. Maybe it should be once you have the item in hand before you finish the maisa mitzvah so that you could demonstrate that. You're right. When it's so far attenuated, when it's on the table, maybe it's true. It's not nicker. But what's the role of the bracha being over las yasam according to that first approach? It's not for that purpose. It's not necessarily to be modia tchilo bracha v'yigal yadiyah shu osa osam ne mitzvah Hashem yisparach. It's not for that.
So according to those who held that opinion one, that case one is okay, what was their thinking?
What was their understanding of Over Las Yasam, the role of Over Las Yasam? Right, so what Yonah is saying is that maybe the role of the bracha is to qualify your maisa, right? Maybe it's to qualify your maisa in some way. So if it needs to be qualified, well... The Ritva is saying it's for something else. It's for Kavana to show content. Yeah, exactly. More philosophical.
Oh,
here, in terms of defining your Maisa. So if it's just defining your Maisa, then it has to come before the Maisa has begun. It can't come once you're engaged in the Maisa. That's not the appropriate time to do it.
Right.
The Dafka has to be before. In other words, I don't know if the Ritz is necessarily saying it's a definition of your maisa. He's saying you have an obligation to make the bracha so that you make it apparent, right, that you're being mekadesh your maisa, that you're that it's nicker that you're doing it for the mitzvah Hashem.
Yeah.
That's a little different than saying it's actually a qualification of your maisa.
Yeah. I think maybe to use the different English terms.
Yeah.
That the Ritva is saying his. If you're already holding 3, then you're qualifying the maisa, because then it's clear what the mitzvah, and it's clear what you're doing.
But only then.
However,
only
I want to say a statement of intention, because then you don't even have to have done anything yet.
Say that again, I'm sorry.
I want to use the English term statement of intention.
Right.
Because then you then everything's still sitting down. You say the bracha.
No, he says that's not enough, though.
No, yeah. So this is the havamina, that it's sufficient that one is that case one is sufficient. Who held that? Who held that?
There were sheeters that held that way.
There were, exactly.
Right.
So those I'd like to say that...
It's not a Havamina. I don't want you to think this is a Havamina Maskana.
Okay,
no,
those,
I'm not
right,
picking
those,
on you. I'm just trying to say.
Yeah,
it's not a Havamina
Maskana.
This is a different Ashita. It's a different opinion.
Right, so
there were clearly those who held that way. Mikan Nohagu. Okay. Tosos just doesn't like it.
Okay, so the Shita...
The first Shita.
The first Shita. says that the bracha's purpose is to state an intention.
Right.
The over la'asiyasin is to state an intention.
Okay.
So there has to be a certain amount of preparation that exists. Otherwise, you can't just state an intention for a month in advance to do something.
Okay, certainly it can't be too far in advance, but how about, would the first answer say that you can do it midway already?
No.
No. Right? If it's to...
You can't, it's a statement of intention of what you're going to do.
Right.
What you're just about to do, but you can't have started the mice
no,
whatsoever.
No, exactly, because then that mice is going to be lacking.
Yeah. So that, I want to use that distinction than the word qualify, because to qualify the mice, that means you're already doing something so that it's clear there's a mice happening. Statement of intention versus qualifying the mice.
Which one do you want to say is qualifying?
The one where you're already lifting up the loaf partially.
Yeah.
That's qualifying. The one where it's still on the ground, then you say
statement of intention. You're saying statement of intent. I can't make a statement of intent once I'm already
lifting it
involved.
Up. Yeah.
Why? It's too late.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. I mean, you're saying the same thing. Just you may be putting in better terms. Okay. And maybe we'll stop here. I think we did a good job on these first two answers. There's two more answers that are proposed here by Tosos. Maybe when we next pick up with the sugya, we try to go through those too. And we'll decide what we want to do then. I mean, we could spend more time on the sugi. It happens to be a shas sugi. You could spend a long time on Ovelas Yosan. There's tons of rules. It's a lot of fun. I mean, they're very practical cases. But, I'll leave it up to you, whether you want to stick to the sukkah or you want to stay in Ovelas Yosan.
I mean, I was a little on that today, so.
No, that's not a fair assessment.
Right.
And I can judge based on your...
That's what I'm saying. I'd be willing to go back into
okay.
it.
Okay. Okay, so Blina, anyway, on Monday we'll pick up with this. So if you haven't yet finished the Tosos, certainly do that. And if you want to take a look at this Ritva and Psachim, it's good to look at. It's a long piece. Zayin on the base. You can't miss it. It just goes on for a few pages. I think there's a lot of...
Yeah, it's in the base, actually.
It's in where?
It's in the
Shear?
It's involved.
Ah, okay, there's pizza for in honor of Rosh Chodesh. It's being sponsored by the Markowitz family.